Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Now, Nigella Lawson says we should skip Christmas starters. In fact, she said it was madness to serve starters at all. The famous chef made the comments in an interview with the News Agents podcast, but is she right? Catherine Fulvio, step forward, chef at Ballynockan Cookery School in Wicklow. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Cormac. Honestly, I thought Nigella had lost the plot.
Do you think so?
I mean, she's the mistress of indulgence. When did Nigella ever say to cut back on anything?
So like, are you Catherine Starters Fulvio then? You are.
Upside down. Do you know, I had to think about it because I traditionally do a starter, but I do a light starter and I time my day well so that, you know, we've plenty of space ready for the main course. But that said, I have to say, you know, in some households, and mine included, the Cadbury selection box might be considered the starter before we even get anywhere near the dinner.
Crazy stuff. Sarah, you like a starter. Is that what you said earlier?
Actually, you know what? The starter is almost my favourite part of the Christmas meal. Like, it's prawn cocktail, which I don't really eat throughout the rest of the year, but like tons of mayonnaise, tomato ketchup, Tabasco, lemon juice, paprika, all mixed together with some prawns, iceberg lettuce, maybe some avocado. I mean, it's just honestly...
Who do you think you are, Catherine Fulvio?
But like, my mouth is watering describing it. Like, I love it. I love it.
But Sarah, that is actually my starter for this year, and I'm putting mango with it as well. Yum. Ooh, yum.
Yeah. So I would be devastated to lose out on it, but I find I do have to have it like a good sort of hour and a half or 2 hours before my main course, or otherwise it's ruined. Like, the main course is totally ruined.
Yeah, and do you know what? It's all about the main course. The showpiece is the main course. No, it's all about tradition as well, but you really want to enjoy the turkey and the ham. So for me, it's all about timing. And in some households, it's the full fry. And then by the time the main course, or by the time the Christmas dinner or lunch is coming around, people don't have the full appetite. And that's why you might drop the starter.
Yeah.
In our household, we do pancakes, light, you know, the little French crepe type pancakes. That's our breakfast. So they're not too heavy. So everybody's kind of peckish by the time the lunch comes round.
The problem is if you drop the starter completely, people lamp into the bread, don't they? And then they have
peckish, like picking on bits and pieces. Yeah.
There might be a baguette or a nice brown bread, and you've eaten all of it before dinner comes.
You could go all posh. You could put out some antipasti. How about that? Forget canapés, they're passé. We're going antipasti. Like little bits of like salamis and parma hams and olives and a little bit of hummus and some small breadsticks, things like that, that wouldn't be too filling.
Can I come to your house, Catherine, this year? I don't have any of that bought. Oh God, and I need to have all of it now, and I can't go to the supermarket because it's mad in the supermarket. No, I'll have to go. To Nigella's point, right, though, if we take the starter aside for a second, she's talking about overindulgence more generally at Christmas time, and how when we get to Christmas, we associate Christmas with the time that we almost should overindulge and overeat. And everyone says, "Asher, it's Christmas, why not?" But her point is, it actually doesn't make you feel good. You know, you're eating because you think it's pleasurable, but then you're beached on the couch and like not in a good way.
Yeah. And I understand where she's coming from. But to me, that is part of Christmas. I don't mean that you should eat until you're actually going to pass out. You should manage it, you know, for yourself. But people want that nice feeling at Christmas. It's the one day of the year, you know, we've been looking after ourselves so healthily all year. And everybody's kind of, it's Christmas. That's the line we're all using. And if you took that away from us, I think we'd feel shortchanged. So I think we have to indulge somewhat, but in some element of moderation, and have something left for Stephen's Day, you know?
Go back to the starter. Give me a starter other than soup and prawn or smoked salmon.
Nobody
has anything that comes to mind?
Let's just be clear. Nobody has soup for Christmas, do they?
Oh, excusez-moi. Excusez-moi.
Cormac, do you have soup for Christmas?
Well, people do. Are you denigrating the people that have soup, Sarah?
No, soup is fine. Soup is lovely, but it's no prawn cocktail.
I think you did disrespect people who have soup.
I just don't think people do it for Christmas. I love soup.
You just put out of this conversation between myself and Catherine.
I did a prawn bisque once for the starter. Bisque really made it sound very fancy. It was basically a creamy... creamy soup. It was absolutely gorgeous. So that's an option.
You see, if you call it bisque, I'd have bisque for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a new level, isn't it? It's just the name, really. But you know what? Now, this is so 1980s, but it's popular for Christmas, and it's the melon. Melon, yes, in various forms. Melon balls, melon boats, melon with parma ham. I know it's stuck in the 80s, but it comes out at Christmas because it's really light and it just whets your appetite. You know, just gets the gastric juices going where you're really looking forward to the turkey and ham, but you're not rolling by the time it comes round.
That is
lovely. It's a great idea. I'd miss the prawn cocktail, but it is a great idea. But you have to get your melon really perfectly ripe, don't you? Like, to make sure. And it's hard enough to get that here in Ireland, yeah, I find.
You're right. The honeydew sometimes can be a bit iffy, but the cantaloupe tends to be quite okay. So that's always a good option.
Look, you have a bit of class, Catherine. There's no doubt about it. I'd end up serving cauliflower bisque and make everyone sick, I think.
Or vegetable soup.
And soup. Look, thank you very much indeed. Sage advice, as always. That's Catherine Fulvio, chef at Ballynockan Cookery School in Wicklow. Enjoy your Christmas.